Here is one of the most recognisable voices on the radio.
Here's Willis in, bowls to Bright. Bright bowled, the middle stamps out of the ground, England have won. They've won by 18 runs. Willis runs around punching the air. The boys invade the ground and the players run helter-skelter for the pavilion. All the spectators that have been here, and there have been several thousand of them, are gathered there. They're moving over towards the pavilion in front of it. There's a great sea of faces, a sea of flags and hands upraised, the Union flag and the flag of St. George. It's really a splendid sight over there. Young men and old, boys and girls, going over there and ready to cheer their heroes.
Henry Blofeld, well, of course, but after nearly 50 years with Test Match Special, he has just announced that he is going to retire, and he joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sarah.
Why?
Well, I think there's a time in everyone's life when you've done something for a long time, you just feel that you know, it's time to go. I think, to be a little bit more specific, I'm, you know, nearly 100 now, good heavens, and I find it a little bit harder. And when it becomes rather harder, it's perhaps rather less fun. And I think, you know, they do it so well. I've been listening to the commentators all through the recent Champions Trophy, and they're so good. And I'm the last of the remaining old farts, and I'm sure...
You're only 77.
Well, I know, but it'll be better. I'm sure it'll be better without... I mean, I just think the time has come. I really do.
Well, you've played on being, forgive the expression, an old fart for years.
I've got to play on something, haven't I?
You're going to miss it, obviously.
Yes, of course I am. But then I was only doing, half a dozen tests a year for the BBC. But, I mean, of course I will miss it. But I shall still be there. I shall still follow it. Test Match Special Box has always been my home. And, I mean, I've got masses of other things. I'm not going to sit at home and sort of read a book or something. I shall be out and about doing sort of theatre tours with Graham Swan, and I'm writing a book of reminiscences about my life in TMS, you know. Even got a one-man show myself coming up in the spring. So I'm going to be very busy. And it's going to be lovely, and I shall be able to go to the cricket without thinking, oh dear, I'm not, it doesn't really matter if I don't know who's fielding a deep third man.
Won't they save you a chair in the corner of the commentator's box where you can chip in about pigeons and other things?
And give me a large chocolate cake to eat, do you think?
And a large drink, I should think.
Well, I'll be able to have a drink now, won't I? I mean, that is one great thing. I can go there and slurp. No one's going to point a politically correct finger at me. It will be fun. I shall go along to Lord's as of ever, and I shall watch cricket, and I shall enjoy it. But I think the time has come when, you know, I'm going to retire from the commentary. Very sad. I've had a wonderful life. I've been there, as you say, nearly 50 years. And, I mean, I started when Brian Johnston, John Arlott were at their prime. It's all changed. It changed probably for the better. But it has changed. It's got a bit different. But then the whole of life gets different, isn't it? There's an evolutionary process about everything.
So it is an end of an era. You're naming some of the great names from cricket commentary.
Well, I've been so lucky because, you see, I really commentated with almost all of them. I never commentated with Rex Alston, but I mean Jim Swanton, Arlott Johnston, and all those after that. And it's been terrific.
And if there were one moment that you would, at this moment, flag up, what would it be that you...
Well, I think you played it. I mean, it was the 81 test at Headingley with when Willis bowled Ray Bright at the end. We lost that test after 3 days out of sight, and then both of them hit 149 not out. And Bob Willis, supercharged Bob Willis, took 8 for 43, and I was actually on the air when he removed Ray Bright's middle stump, and which was a great moment, and I'm told I caused several car crashes on various roads around England as people were celebrating and hooting their horns. I hope that's not true. Yeah. But what was quite funny about that was I actually ran into Ray Bright in Melbourne. I was last there about a year and a half ago, crossed the street and told him the news, and he took it with rather less enthusiasm than I gave it.
Henry Blofeld, Blowers, thank you very much.
My dear old thing.
13 minutes to 9.